Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's a beautiful Tuesday. So far, just, you know, a little more heat than maybe some of us would like, but no rain, at least not yet. But, you know, we'll take it when we get it, and we'll deal with it, you know, however God intends it. So, anyway, I'm glad you can be with us today. And so we were all busy yesterday, and so had to just give you more of the best of G's Power Hour. But in the meantime, we did not forget Candace Thomas, our hair care hotline expert, and she is with us today. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, especially since I was able to get in and see you Friday, because goodness knows, you just don't know if you want to be out and about any more than you really have to, but I had put it off for a little bit too long. I hadn't really seen you since the shutdown back in March.
Before the shutdown, yeah, the day before.
Yeah. Day before. So, and I was doing okay because I wasn't doing a whole lot of running around, and I was managing the Zoom conferences and classes and stuff. But, you know, my husband and my cousin, they were like, yeah, you might want to go back because you don't know if they're going to do it with all of the numbers creeping up. You don't know if they're going to do another shutdown. So I'm like, let me get this appointment right now. So,
right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit what's been going on with you and you know, how have your how has the new norm been in terms of scheduling clients and dealing with clients and things that you've encountered?
I think the difference between that post, and I can't say post because we're still in the midst, right? But during and prior, so let's say that. So prior, I can schedule back-to-back, sometimes on top of each other, you know, one person in the dryer, depending on who they are. But I can kind of schedule back-to-back, and if you need to wait, you can wait inside the building. Now, I have to space it out so that I don't want y'all waiting outside in the heat, A. B, I need time to sanitize the salon and the chair between each client. And all hairstylists, I know in the state of Florida, are supposed to do it that way. They're supposed to sanitize between each client, supposed to wipe down, clean every surfaces, all touch points, your tools, sanitize, disinfect, everything. So, and sterilize. So sterilize your tools, sanitize your, and disinfect the surface area of the working space. So that way we don't spread COVID to any potential clients that come in. And you have to wear your mask coming in. So if I were you, I would also call your salon and ask them, do you guys have any, like, disposable masks? Because you guys, we got some beautiful cloth masks. But if we're doing color or relaxer service on your hair and then that color gets on the ear of your mask, you're going to want to change it out. So that way it doesn't irritate the skin on your way home. And then you're kind of recalling your stylist back like, girl, my ear is burning. Well, that solution is sitting on the top part of your ear. So unless you come in with your disposable mask and you can change it out, just call the salon and ask them, do they have any extra ones? 9 times out of 10, we do. Okay? Just so that way it's for your comfort. and that way you're not walking home or riding home with that on your ear or on your around your ear or back on the back of your ear. So that's just something, an observation that I've made going through. But as long as you come in with your hand sanitized, your facial mask, you can't pull it off. And it's not, you know, we're doing it to protect you as well as you guys want to continue coming to us, right? You're going to want to, you know, protect your stylist. Because if your stylist's out, y'all be like, what am I going to do? So that's just a couple of things that you know, I've noticed in the midst of during this pandemic that we have going on.
So the clients that you are seeing, how are they, I mean, what are you seeing differently? Is this pandemic impacting the hair care?
Honestly, you know, I had some wood next to me, I'll knock on it. But I feel like a lot of people are now trying to figure out how to manage their hair on their own. Because of, especially now that the cases have increased, I find that a lot of people are emailing me, messaging me, like, what products can I use for moisturizing? What products can I use to decondition my hair? So their actual hair care has improved. And some of my clients that I probably were pulling teeth because they're just like, I'd rather you do it. Now it's more so like, well, I guess I got to do it. What can I do to maintain my locks and let it grow? Or what are some of the things that I can do to change my habits? Because I really don't want to come in. I don't feel comfortable or safe coming into the salon. Now, if your stylist is like me where they have a studio space where there's only you and the other person, then you're likely of you being around someone you don't know that may be a carrier is very slim because it's only me and you or you and that person. Now, when you're going to a community salon, I can completely understand those guests that are feeling like, well, geez, I don't know about the client next to me that's sitting there with her stylist. I don't know what's going on with her. So I think a lot of people are just kind of like coming in for major things. So like they're coming in for color. They're coming in for the relaxer. They're not necessarily, I don't see anyone coming in just to get their hairstyle, which is what it was before, pre-COVID. They'll just come in on a Tuesday because I want my hair blow dry today. I don't see that like I used to. I see them come in for major services, like I need 4 inches cut off or I need my color done. Not, you know what, because it's Friday, let's go get my hair shampooed. So that's some of the changes that I've noticed amongst the guests that's coming into the salon versus what it was before. Even my younger, my little kids, the parents that bring their kids to me, I do not see their kids. I hear from the parents, girl, how do I braid their hair? Or girl, what did I do with these curls? And then I'll tell them over the phone what to do, but they do not bring their children in, which I completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't either.
And some of it has, well, there's so many variables right now. Some of it has to do with some job losses out there.
Yes.
Some of it has
yes.
to do with compromised immune systems, and they don't want to get out and be exposed. So
right.
There's so many different factors. You really don't know, you know, what's going on until things kind of settle down and there's some sort of new semblance of normal, so to speak.
Yeah, but what is the definition of normal now, right? Kind of
well,
gotta wait and see what that is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think it's still being defined. It's still being redefined. And until, you know, we get, I think, to be honest, until we get some regular things in place like a vaccine and certain policies that everyone can abide by, you know. I mean, because one of the things that I just thought about as we were talking is school starts next month, at least it's supposed to, and that's a whole different dynamic now that you don't have a lot of people, probably still, you know, social distancing and distance learning, and also, you know, the sports are in question. I know cheerleading was a big thing you talked about in the past, and we don't know what
right.
that's going to look like either, or if that's even happening, so...
Right. We don't know what that's going to look like. And, you know, looking from a year to date going into August, I was already, you know, preparing my parents to book. I don't have hardly any students on my appointment book for August going into August. So that really shows, you know, the change on how things are going. Like people are, you know, parents are going to go to get their child's haircut for school like they normally do. It's more so like we're more concerned, as you know, me as a parent as well. I'm not concerned about his haircut. I'm concerned about how, what's going to happen. You know, that's the last thing on my totem list about his hair. So
right. And I'm assuming probably some wig sales are up if people are doing a lot of the Zoom conferencing and whatever. It's like just I was listening to someone the other day that was talking about having to, I guess, reorganize their wig closet or something like that. So I would not be surprised if those kind of sales have gone up just because it's easy. I mean, I won't do it, but, you know, it's easy to just, you know, grab one and slap one on.
You know? Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Gretchen.
Yeah. So what else are you seeing? I mean, are we seeing, like, different types of stress? I guess that's one of the things. Are you seeing, like, stress-related hair issues?
I would have to say, when me and you talk on Friday, I honestly haven't seen as many people that with stress hair. They're the ones that are coming in.
Okay.
Now, I've experienced stress because, you know, everybody else in the hairdressing world stopped working, right? Well, I started working a different job, plus school.
Right.
That made me stress a little bit. So I saw the effect of my own head stress. I was thinking that I was going to see the similar situations with others. I actually saw really good growth among my guests overall.
Me included. I was so happy.
Yeah. You had some great growth. I think the we're talking about stress or hair loss due to stress. The people who have experienced coronavirus, though, have experienced hair loss, especially men. So that's one of the things that is the side effect of the coronavirus. I think that we don't really look at that is the hair loss that men experience on a faster rate than women. So looking at that, how do we help protect that? If that's something that you get encounter with, that one's hard to say because that's the last thing you think about, I imagine. When you're going through a virus and you have something going on with your body, you don't experience you don't think about protecting your hair. You think about getting healthy.
Right.
So how do we protect it from the hair loss? I can't tell you that because I probably only had one client that has experienced coronavirus, and she's had a little bit thinner hair than normal. Is it significant? I can't necessarily tell you if it is or isn't. And is it going to be continual? It's just such a new phenomenon. I can't tell you if it is or if it isn't. So that's one of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. All right. So I mean, the thing, too, that I thought about, too, why you might not be seeing a lot of hair loss in most people is that if they're not doing a lot to their hair, if they're not pulling and tugging and doing a lot of the heat-related styles to their hair, that might be contributing to the healthier hair.
And yes, Gretchen, you're right. While you're not doing the heat styling, you're not styling your hair every day, you're just waking up because you're like, I'm going to Tampa, so I ain't going to nobody see me. Let me just style the front of it. And the back is going to be in the bun. You know, like, no one's going to see your hair. You know, like, oh, I'm just wearing this top and I'm wearing my pajama bottoms. No one's going to see me. You know, like, no one's going to really care. You're not going to go outside. You're going to get your groceries delivered. You may go in the garden for a little bit.
Business in the front and wild child in the back, for sure.
Hello. Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We are talking hairstyles and keeping healthy hair and you know, trying to adjust to the way things are right now with licensed beautician Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in Soto, South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. If you have questions for Candace, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you?
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with hairstylist extraordinaire Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in Soto, South Downtown Orlando, near TJ Maxx. And there was an article where someone was talking about trying to, I guess, encourage the embracing of the frizz, so to speak. Can you talk a little bit on that?
Okay, so where I got from the article is us curly girls, we spend so much time taming the curl, like I know I do. And I think we're in a season of, like, we still want to make sure that the curl looks nice, and we still want to make sure the curl looks tame, like it doesn't look like you're walking around here looking like a wild banshee. But I think what has happened in this pandemic is that the pandemic has made it where it's easier for us to be able to embrace us being wild and our curls. And then wild, in a sense, it means frizz. Now, what is the definition of frizz? Frizz is really, it's like a plant. When you plant it in the shade and is looking for the sunlight, so as it grows towards the direction of the sunlight. Well, your hair is looking for moisture in the air. So when there's dry spots and it's looking for the moisture in the air, there's strands of the hair that will go out into the atmosphere to try to get that moisture. That's where frizz comes from. So why do we worry about it, especially here in Florida, that we have so much, like, heat index, the moisture index out here, it's 91 degrees, but the moisture index saying that it's 106 degrees out here, okay? So that means there is moisture in the air that's all the way around us. So let's embrace it. The more that you embrace it, the more you make light of it and make it beautiful, the more accepting that it will be. I understand in everyday workplace that it might not be, I guess, appropriate. I don't know if that's the right word I want to use, or workplace adequate. There you go. But when if it's just you and your family, you're out and about, you know, let your curls do what I want to do. Sometimes if you let the curls live in the moment, if you get the most beauty out of it, in my opinion, versus you letting it, you trying to force it into a position that it doesn't want to go to. So you end up wearing product, weighing the hair down, and then you want to go to the beach, and now, you know, I got product running down my back from all the product I put in my hair to keep the curls, versus, you know, just kind of letting it live, and then I don't feel it coming down my back, I don't feel it coming down my face. especially in the summer months. So I think that's really what the article is pertaining to, is how we should be a little bit more accepting of your, of what your curls are going to do, instead of trying to make it do what it wants to do. You know what I'm saying? So you think about it. When you get a relaxer, we're forcing the hair to relax, right? But we still got to style it. At the end of the day, you still have to style it. And sometimes the best styles that you can get with your relaxer is you just put, you know, put a little bit of wrap lotion on it and wrap it around your head and brush it out the next day when it dries. You get the best result versus trying to force it, like curling it or flat ironing it. If you go outside in this heat index for the last maybe 5 seconds, we walk outside instead of like kind of letting it do what it does naturally. So that's kind of what I got from the article. It actually was a really good read.
But now this is the thing I think that we have a hesitation with the frizz, so to speak, is that when you have relaxed hair, you can, well, in my opinion, obviously, that way, feel like you can do more with it, you know, any flexibility in terms of types of styles. And I think we've just been at a loss. We don't want it to look the same all the time, some of us. Some people don't have a problem with that. Some of us, we don't necessarily want that same look all the time. So I think we're having an issue in terms of, you know, what can we do with it to just not make it look the same all the time, you know, how to keep it fresh, you know, how to, I don't know. Because I know what you were talking about before in terms of business etiquette and what's acceptable in business, but a lot of that, and I know when I first started working, coming out of college, I know there was that pressure. But a lot of that has changed now, and especially with different areas adopting the Crown Act, you know. Now, I think as long as it looks good, as long as it looks healthy and maintained and it has some sort of professionalism that goes with it, I think it's okay. But, like I said, what can you do with it?
That it has to be on a personal level. So, like, if your hair, now the article is talking about frizzy when it comes to curls, right? So if your hair is curly, you can still do other stuff with your hair. I take it as an everyday life, everyday living. Do I do my hair every day? No, I do not. I'm just being honest. Do I actually spend the time to do it and change it up within this texture parameters? Yes. Do I straighten it during the winter months? Yes. Do I curl it up? Yes. Do I twist it up? Yes. Do I wear weave? Yes. I'm not saying that that's how you should live your life for the rest of your life. I think what it's meaning is you don't have to be made every single day, because there's a lot of pressure and time doing that. If you know that you're going to go out with your friends to the theme park on a hot day, do you really need to spend the time making sure your edges are right when it's going to sweat out? Not really.
I hear you. Yeah. And, you know, and actually, like, today, because you gave me a nice cut, and you always do. But, and because of the nice cut, you know, and you know I'm hesitant about the cut, but, but because it was a nice cut, I felt like I can, you know, a lot of times I feel like I can do a little bit more with it when it has a nice cut. So I decided, I'm like, okay, there's no curling iron today. And so when I took my shower after I did my workout and everything, I, let whatever, I didn't even put like a cap on it. I just let whatever dampness that was going to be on it, be on it. And so when I got out of the shower and then I got the moisturizer and, you know, put it in there with the wetness and stuff like that. And then I kind of just, you know, ran my fingers through it and scrunched it up a little bit with my hands and parted it. And I was like, okay, this, I got one class today where I've got to be seen. I put on some decent clothes and I was like, you know, and I've got errands I got to run. I'm like, but it's going to look fine. That's just going to be it for today, you know, and you may get some weird looks and, you know, so, but so be it. But like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with not having learned, not only as the wearer, but as the viewer, not having learned to embrace the frizz, so to speak.
Yeah. I can tell you, I think I probably embraced the frizz. I truly embraced the frizz during this whole COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
That's when I really embraced the frizz. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I embrace the frizz before that? No. I really was like, let me at least make sure it looks decent.
Yeah.
Let me make sure it looks decent or whatever.
I did every now and then. It depended on what kind of day I was having. Like, for sure, if I'm going out working in the garden all day or something like that, or I know that it's a low key day, you know, probably not going out of the house, maybe then, yeah, I'm more inclined to embrace the frizz. But like I said, you know, today, I actually just came back from running some errands, and we'll probably run some others. And it's just going to be a matter of, you know, how to make the frizz look okay. Can I live with the frizz? And not weren't going to worry about anybody else. Can I live with the frizz?
Right. Can you live with it?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, like, right now I'm with my parents. We're at a beach, right? And so my mom, she's from the generation that your hair needs to be put together all day, every day. So she can embrace the frizz. She can't embrace the frizz right now, right? And I'm like, Mom, we're at the beach. I ain't gonna waste my product for me to jump in the pool somewhere and it just disseminates in the chlorine water. You know,
right.
I'm going to use. So then she says, why you got this VO5 conditioner in there? So I can put it in my hair before I jump in the pool. And then she'll say, well, why don't you use your good stuff? No, so we can, money going down the drain. No, you know? So I've embraced the frizz, right? I embrace my frizz.
Right.
I really don't care. As long as my husband's okay with it, I'm okay with it. And obviously he's okay with it. So that's just one of the things that, I think it is an individual thing. It's a personal thing. You have to be able to be like, is this something that I like? Is this something that will work well for me and my hair? Is this something that I'm okay with? You know, it is what it is. If you have a nice red, nice little lipstick on, get your earrings on,
yeah,
a little frizz because you just finished an outdoor activity,
mm-hmm.
So be it.
Right.
As long as you get sunscreen on.
Because my thing is, I mean, talking about, you know, what you invest in now, I've had to shift my perspective in terms of what I invest in, because my thing was always invest, and still to a degree, invest in a good lipstick and some good mascara, you know, makes a world of difference. Now, you can have the other stuff, but, you know, clean face, good lipstick, good mascara. But now, why am I investing in a lipstick when I'm wearing a mask all the time? And so,
hallelujah.
I was like, so I'm like, okay, what can I do? Because I still want to, you know, feel colorful and vibrant and all kind of stuff. And so what I started investing in is jewelry. I guess junk jewelry. But I'm like, okay, let's keep the color popping. Let's get some jewelry. And so one of the places I used to like to go was, New York and Company, the outlet, because they always had colorful clothes, and then they also had, like, the jewelry and stuff like that. Well, they've taken their jewelry display down, and, you know, they have, like, a smaller collection of jewelry, but they still have some online. And you know, they have, after a certain amount, they have free shipping. And then also I've been taking advantage of some of the shopping apps where you get 10% off or whatever codes and whatnot, cash back, you know, I'm there. So, you know, I was like, okay. So I placed an order of green. I placed an order of pink. And so now I'm getting ready. I just placed an order of red, you know. Just taking advantage of it. You don't have to get a lot, you know, just some.
Just a little bit.
You know, yeah. And you go in your closet and you like, okay, you have to, before you place the order, like, okay, this particular dress or these particular outfits, what, you know, should I get to go with them? Because you just don't want to get a bunch of jewelry and you don't have anything to go with it. You know, so you
got
to do it smartly. But, yeah, I mean, I got my green in yesterday, and I just ordered my red today. And I was like, good, you know, it's a nice kind of emerald green color, kind of eye-catching and everything, and I have this white dress, and I was like, yeah, you know, and get a decent belt or whatever, and good to go, you know, maybe not even a belt. So, yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. We are talking about handling the hair in the midst of the pandemic. We are here with licensed stylist Candace Thomas, beautician extraordinaire of Be Lavish. She and her partner have a salon in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando, near TJ Maxx. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with licensed stylist Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salon in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando, on Orange Avenue. And we usually have her on a Monday, but we are all kind of, you know, dealing with stuff. You know, you kind of have to roll with the punches these days with everything that's going on. But just was talking with her about, hair care things that we noticed. One of the things we were talking about is people embracing the frizz. Speaking of embracing the frizz, we're seeing a lot more hair products out there for frizzy girls.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Dove, I've seen, has a little segment there in the ethnic aisle. And then I just saw coming up on this on the website, Refinery 29, Bread, new black-owned brand, shaking up the hair care aisle. Yeah. So
it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. So, you know me, I'm sending you pictures these days. So, what's this? What do you think? like you said, it's kind of hard to keep up. And I know you sent me some YouTube videos and other things like that. But maybe you can help us out by telling us, you know, no matter maybe what the item is or brand is or whatever, maybe some of the basics we should be looking for in our shampoos and our conditioners and our co-washes and, setting lotions, heat protectors and hair oils and all of that, hair sprays, all of that. Maybe there's just some basics we need to look at when we look at the ingredients.
It's, I feel like it's getting harder and harder to really manage the products that we do get or we do see on the market. Especially after the Crown Act has came in full-fledged, you know, fruition, I think that a lot of product brands are now like, okay, so now we need to, you know, cater to that certain demographic of people that may need products for their hair, even though they're out there. And we've been using certain lines for years, so now other lines are coming into the forefront. I think it's a trial and error for you in particular, because I can say, hey, a 2B textured hair, meaning that it's wavy texture, right? They probably would need less moisture than the person that is a 4C. That's me. So I can tell you what a 4C would definitely need, because I deal with that hair texture every day, versus a person who has a wavy hair texture, what they would need and what they need to look out for. I do say maybe what you don't need to have put in your hair are silicone-based products. Reason being is silicone puts a film over the hair. Some people like it. The feeling, I can't stand it. I just feel like there's something on the hair and it kind of weighs it down. You kind of scratch it out, the hair, sometimes, depending on the product brand that you get. And but as far as like what should you put on there for what you may need, that one, everybody needs something different. You know, what you need for your hair regression may not be what I need for my hair. And what I need for my hair, you might find it to be too heavy for you. So what should everyone get? That one is hard. I would say what I would suggest for people to do is research your texture of hair, where it is living now. So if you're relaxed, so you're going to research, what do my hair needs as relaxed person? Because I can say, you may need a moisturized-based conditioner, but you really need a heavy moisturizer because you don't want your hair to be weighed down. Especially if your hair is finer and is relaxed, right? Versus someone who has thick and relaxed hair, they might need a little bit more moisture. So I would say, okay, you may need a protein treatment because I know you're going to put more stress on your hair. You're going to put more heat on your hair. And then you're going to need a little bit of a heavier straightening cream before you style it, straightening heat protector, because I know for a fact that you're going to do more to your hair than the person has finer hair. Does that make sense? So it's hard to say what to look for in a hair product for the masses. One particular thing I can say is make sure it doesn't have any silicone in it.
Make sure it doesn't have, sulfur?
Silicone.
Okay. Well, let me ask, I hear you say about silicone. Let me ask about, and I guess maybe this is a variation of that. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me. I was told if you have a relaxer that maybe you want to consider something with dimethicone. Is that the same? Is that different?
I really don't have any data personally about that particular ingredient.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, me personally, I've just been trying to, you know, go with, fewer chemicals, you know, unless it's, you know, and I know that's kind of an oxymoron because I have a relaxer. But, I have a relaxer, but in terms of the treatment, I'm just trying to go with, fewer chemicals, I guess, in a way. And I don't know if that makes any kind of sense, or maybe because I have a relaxer, maybe I do need more chemicals.
Not necessarily. There's more stuff that's, because if you think about it, wrap lotion, I haven't found a natural wrap or lotion yet, okay? That's full of chemicals. I don't know. If there's one on the market, please call in and let us know if you have a wrap lotion that is natural. The majority of wrap lotions that I know of are not.
Yeah, because a lot of them, they're alcohol-based or something like that, some of them.
Yes.
And that's drying, and I don't know if it's the thought that you're supposed to dry your hair in place when you have a wrap, but,
Even if it's a second lotion for your rollers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know one that's natural either. So if we're trying to figure out, on the masses of all this stuff, or what is it that you need, it's always going to be a trial and error for you personally. You know what I mean? Because, I use a lot of natural products, but do I use wrap lotion in my hair from time to time? I do. Because it depends on the style that I'm looking for in the moment. And 9 out of 10, if I'm using that, I'm not going outside nowhere to sweat it out. I'm probably going to an event that I'm dressed up nice, that I really want my hair to really just be the focal point of my ensemble. So I'm going to use something to make it look and last. Now, nowadays, lately, I haven't been invited to any such events, and have they been? And if I do, I'm not going.
Most of them have been canceled anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So, have I been using more of my natural stuff? Yes, because of where I am at and what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. what I expect my hair to be, and I just want to make sure that my hair is healthy, because I know that in periods of time I've been under stress, so I don't want to stress it out even more. And feeling mm-hmm. like how I was when I had my baby, how I felt like I lost all my edges, you know, like I just wanted to make sure that it's well maintained, and it's been showing that it's been well maintained. So that's why I say it's kind of hard to say what to use, what not to use. It depends on the day, the event, where you're going, where you're not going, what you're doing, and
right.
in the season that you're in. Because, like, what I would use here in July doesn't necessarily mean I would use it in January.
Yes.
Because it's a different season. And it's going to wear my curls down. And then, it's all kinds of stuff that's going to happen that I don't want it to happen. So I'm going to use lighter products, or something that's a little bit lighter, or something a little bit heavier. It just depends. It depends where you're at. So,
yeah.
Like, I bought some of the Dove stuff. Do I like it? I like it, you know, but is it, like, my go-to? I have my favorite
mm-hmm.
for me. And I have my favorites that I use in the salon. So it just depends on you personally. It's like a personal journey.
Yeah.
But I can advise you, I personally know that silicone-based products are not the best.
Okay.
It's just because of what it does to the masses of hair and how much I had to detox, especially if you're that person that doesn't wash their hair all the time. They use silicone-based
mm-hmm.
products.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They come in with this, like, this really weird film on the hair. Then I have to detox
mm-hmm.
the hair, wash it about 4 or 5 times just to get the hair to feel like hair in order for whatever I put on it to do its magic. And I don't even put a lot of stuff on your hair. But I want it to be where it doesn't seem like it weighs down. Like, if you're smoking up your bathroom, something's on your hair that shouldn't be on their hair.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I've seen and smelled that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's across the board. That's even straight hair. Because if I blow dry your hair just a little bit, and I'm smoking
mm-hmm.
up my little sweet, there is something
right.
on there. Did I put something on there? Then I have to bring it back to the bowl. Let me wash it some more. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna take blame
mm-hmm.
for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wash it again. If I gotta bring out the vinegar. Or a detox product, then
mm-hmm.
there's something that you're using on a continuous basis that's causing this reaction. And let's talk about it. What's in the product? Then we need to see what you're using and what's in the product. Are you using, VO5 on a regular basis? I'm only using it because I'm at the beach. But are you using it on a regular basis? You know,
mm-hmm.
are you using... this, what's that called, Frizz Ease oil? That's silicone base. Are you using that?
Okay.
That.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I like I said, I've seen it and I've smelled that, you know, and it's like, my thinking was not that there's something on my hair that shouldn't be on there. My thinking was maybe my flat iron or my curling iron was up too high. And so
not
I would turn it down.
Always.
Okay. See, and I'm glad you said that, because I was getting, I wasn't getting, sometimes it seems to me if my curling iron is too low, then I'm not getting the effect that I want, but if I'm seeing all of the smoke and the smell and stuff like that, I mean, part of me has said, okay, maybe I need to wash my hair again. But the other part has said maybe the iron is just too hot. So, but I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take our final break. We are here with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salon in SoDo, South Downtown Orlando, off of Orange Avenue near Michigan. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. Candace is happy to, you know, if she doesn't know it, she'll find it out for you, or, you know, but and she'll tell it to you straight. So don't hesitate to ask the question. This is Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today here with Candace Thomas, who I had the pleasure of seeing after months. But my hair was still in good shape. That was a good thing, and hope to continue to do the right thing by it. And, you know, like I said, I've inundated her with pictures and questions through text and stuff like that. And I have to say, it's good to have a stylist that you can talk to and ask the questions and they're straight with you. And if you don't have that relationship with your stylist, it may be time to get another one, maybe one in South Downtown Orlando. I don't know. Anyway, so, Candace, mostly when we talk about women's hair and stuff like that. But I actually do want to take some time out to talk about the kids, you know, because, you know, they're going through their own personal stuff right now. And it might, you know, when we're, you know, a lot of women, they consider, you know, some time with the beauticians, a pampering type of experience. And there may be things that we need to do to kind of help our kids feel a little pampered right now. So is there anything that you have that you can suggest that we can do to kind of make our kids feel a little bit better right now in terms of, you know, grooming and stuff like that?
It's just a hard one because
because you have a son right now. So well, not just right now,
barbershop.
But you have.
Okay. He normally likes to go to the barbershop, right? But I haven't taken him. And barbers don't really—they're in the communal space, and I feel like barbers don't sanitize as well as hair stylists do. You know, that's just a bias.
Yeah.
But he doesn't always like the haircuts that he has been given. Like, sometimes my dad gives him haircuts, and he doesn't care much for him. He likes the hair a certain style. I don't know how to do some of those styles that he likes to go to the barber, but I just don't feel comfortable yet with him in the, whatchamacallit. So, he's pretty, right now, he's pretty, like, go-with-the-flow kind of kid. Like, he really doesn't care. Because he's not seeing his friends like that, you know. I think he'll care when school gets back. And when school starts, it's a whole new experience because it's going to be in middle school. I think that I would probably mask up and sanitize up and maybe take him to a barber. But in the meantime, it's like, what can I do to get him comfortable with it? Luckily, he's okay. Now, with other kids, like our girls, I think they kind of trust their, you know, a lot of their parents kind of call me and ask me, like, what are some of the things that they can do
to make sure that their hair is okay for school or they can get their hair done. We kind of talk about it. And this is a good time for your our young adult kids, like our junior high and high school kids, to actually be exploring in how to do their own hair for themselves. That's the kind of conversations I've had with a couple of my sophomores and juniors that are going to high school. They're like, okay, Miss Candace, I got your number from my mom, and she's not taking me in there, so can you tell me, can I FaceTime you so you can show me how to do my hair? And I'll be like, okay, sure. Tell me what you got. You know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your routine. And then they're developing better routines about their appearance because they want to look good for their friends. I do feel like boys are the same way. Mine just haven't hit that age yet to where he cares about his appearance so much. So that's why for boys, it's harder for me to give you that synopsis. But from the feedback that I got from the girls, they are like, can you help me do my hair? Because the parents are just, you know, I really don't care how you feel. You ain't going to the hair salon. Your hair, you still got hair, you know. So then I'm like, okay, well, here's what she can do. You can,
so you know how to braid, you know. Let's work on braiding for yourself. Do you know how to do a Shenyang bun? Do you know how to, you know, do some natural curls? One girl in particular, I said, do you have any old, like a pillowcase that you can tear up in small pieces of cloth? She's like, yeah. And we did that old school rag curl cloth style where she took the rag and curled it around and kind of tied it in a little knot. And then she slept on it. And then she woke up the next day and she's like, oh my God, it's so pretty. I'm like, yeah, that's what I used to do back in the day, girl. Use what you got. Because she said her mom won't buy her a curling iron. And I said, well, here's how you can curl your hair without a curling iron. You have an old pillowcase you can tear up. She said, yeah. And we did it. She enjoyed it. Now her mom tells me she does that maybe twice a week now. She'll take little pieces of rag, you know, curl her hair up in it, and look like little Raggedy Ann, and then she takes them out in the morning. It's easy for her to do. She can do it in 30 minutes watching whatever TV show they watch nowadays. I don't know. And it looks really good, so.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, a lot of things are changing in terms of us dealing with our professionals. You know, we're doing a lot more telemedicine and stuff like that. Are you considering doing any type of regular types of teleclasses or Zoom classes?
Actually,
or
I am
whatever?
Partnering with L'Oreal and doing color consults over the phone with L'Oreal. So people are calling L'Oreal Color to figure out what color matches their hair, and then they send them the color to their house so they can do it themselves. So I'm getting ready to do that phone from home type thing, work from home type thing. So that's to be announced. I start training for that next week, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, something to look forward to next month when we talk. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's your main concern right now for your clients and while we're doing this? And also, too, I wanted to ask you, with the rise in cases here in Central Florida and stuff like that, do you foresee being shut down again, or are you considering self-quarantining, so to speak, in terms of shutting down again?
I think we may. I am nervous about that fact that we might get shut down again. Because I feel like it's on the horizon because California is shut down. Reversed a lot of their openings back to being quarantined again. I don't necessarily foresee that per se dealing with the type of leadership we have in the state of Florida. That happening, if that particularly leadership changes their mind, then it would happen. So I think it just depends on like the effects of leadership. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But I am fearful of it. I'm really fearful of it because that's part of the part that stressed me and a lot of us here at Silas House. is we didn't get enough notice. And so we had to make so many changes parameters to open the doors. And we weren't prepared for it. So that stress, I wasn't the only one feeling it. A lot of me and my, you know, comrades felt the same way. And other entities and within the beauty industry, that we are all chilling at home, right? Couldn't even go in the place. You went in, you're going to get fine. Then on Friday, they said, okay, we're open on Monday. Wait a minute. Now we got to go out and find PPEs that's been a shortage, find Lysol that's been a shortage, you know, get all these cleaning supplies and extra gloves and, you know, make sure that we're, you know, some places had to put those little plexiglass up. Then there's a shortage of plexiglass out there now, you know. So how can we get all this done and still and be able to be open by Monday? Because then everybody knew. It's not like just the hairstylist world knew we were open on Monday. The whole world, the whole state knew. And they were like, let's go. And we're like, wait a minute. Can you wait? Can you give us some time to get prepared here? So that's the fear of us closing and then having to rush to open. That's where that fear lies.
Well, the one thing that I just want to tell everybody out there is, like, just, you know, I know it's difficult, you know, it's inconvenient, you know, and maybe you feel like you're sacrificing a whole lot. But, man, y'all, if your stylist asks you to wear a mask, please. You know, I mean, because we're trying to keep her safe and we're trying to keep them open and stuff like that. So wear a mask. If they ask you to, you know, don't touch stuff. If they ask you to wait at the door or call in advance for them to let you in, just follow the rules. It's not your salon. It's theirs. You know, you got to think about it as if someone was messing with your business, and you don't want somebody messing with your business, so don't mess with theirs. And that's what I got to say about that. So, Candace, for those that are braving the elements out there and want to come see you, how can they get in touch with you? How do they make an appointment and all of that?
You can go on my Instagram page at NaturiCandy, and you can book a appointment right off the Instagram page. Also, if you find me on Facebook, Candace at Be Lavish, you can book an appointment right on Facebook. And if y'all send me a message on there, I would definitely reach back to you pretty fast. And if you're an email type of person, hairwithcandace@outlook.com. It's hairwithcandace@outlook.com. You can always email me and give me about a good day reply. So those are the avenues that you can reach me. Have any questions about anything? If you just like, oh, I just kind of have a question about like what I might be experiencing, and maybe I can help or direct you to a person that can give you some help. So by all means, reach out.
Cool. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. And until next time, you know, be well, be safe, be blessed, Candace, you and your family.
You too.
Thanks. And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. By the way, if you have a topic that you want us to deal with, reach out to me on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Send me a message. Let me know. You know, if I can't answer it, we're going to get somebody on who can. I'll work my darndest to do that. In the meantime, have a very blessed day. We have Burton Kelso on Tech Thursday and Robert Bowden for Friday in the Garden. And in the meantime, talk with you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.